With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Big Pimpin', baby.
Coming up at 8:20, the great Paul Pierce on tonight's Game 2, Celtics Heat. And when it comes to the NBA, no disrespect, Wiggy. Apologies in advance, as one would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to two people and only two people around these parts. One is Rich Keefe and the other is Mego. And I don't know if we woke Mego up or whether she's an early riser, but she joins us right now on the Harbor One hotline to talk about tonight. Good morning.
Good morning. I woke up on my own. I played that song for Wiggy.
There you go.
Current mental state when it comes to tonight, is it anxious? Is it hopeful? Is it concerned? Where do you stand right now?
A lot of it hinges on Marcus Smart and whether he's available, but I feel pretty good about tonight. I had to be honest, like if you guys listen to me in the afternoon, I really thought that they were going to cough up game one after that 7-game series against the Bucks. So I think they'll respond tonight. It's hard for me to think that the Heat are going to take two back-to-back. I think they're pretty much where I thought they were going to be.
Mego, when you look at the series here, other than Jason Tatum, who do you think the person that has to step up the most is in line next? I know you're a big Pritchett guy.
Same.
They were asking Peyton to do a lot the other night, right? With Marcus Smart out. It'd be great to have Marcus Smart back, but I think it's also going to be what Rob Williams and Daniel Tice can do against Bam Adebayo, because he's kind of their X factor on the other side. And, you got to match size for size there. And we don't know when Al Horford's going to be back because he's remains in protocol. So it will really come down to the health of Rob Williams and what he can do with Daniel Tice.
Is there a way you can see the Celtics losing tonight, Mego, and still win the series?
Yeah. You know, like I said, I would be surprised if they lose tonight. I'm not going to underrate the Heat. Because, and I wrote something for WEEI just about how they took over the control of that game in the second half. And we've seen this Heat team behind Jimmy Butler do that to the Celtics before. But if you go back and watch film from March of the matchup that they had then, and similarly, they didn't have Rob Williams in that game, we saw them totally take over the second half. That's who this team is. Like, they're not going to make it easy for the Celtics. But I fully believe that the Celtics are the more talented team if they don't treat it like a cakewalk, which is what it looked like in the second half in the first game.
What did you make of Ime not speaking to the media yesterday?
That was weird, right? I mean, like, I don't know. I did not expect that. He's supposed to be available today, so we'll see what happens there. It was a non-COVID illness. Non-COVID related illness, as they told us, it certainly raises some concerns, right? Because you think, like, we saw Al Horford was at shoot around, so you wonder about close contacts and all those guys, you know? So hopefully it's just, maybe, you know, maybe he got into the couple too many Mike's Hard Lemonades the night before.
The whole thing doesn't make any sense. I just, you know, you bring up Al Horford, shoot around. You bring up, Wiggy brought up this report that there are several in the organization that are dealing with COVID. None of it makes sense to me when it's the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, you know, it's an issue that we've been talking about since we were waiting for the lineups to come out, and we were wondering whether the Celtics were going to face Toronto, and it's just a little bit ambiguous, I believe, about who on the team is vaccinated and who isn't, and so we're still in these protocols. I believe that Al Horford had told a reporter that he was vaccinated recently. So, you know, I don't know. It's this kind of stuff where it's unfortunate that it came up in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think you have to hopefully, like, best case scenario at this point, it's just Al and you're kind of treating it like an injury. And he gets, if he feels fine, as Ime Udoka told us, he gets a little break where, look, he's 36 years old. If he can take 5 days off and they make it to the finals, maybe that's a blessing in disguise, you know?
But what's the likelihood of that? And that report, if you want to go look at it, Sports Nation, and it's from Adam Taylor, and the headline says multiple backroom Celtic staff have tested positive for COVID. And what that has me concerned is, what if it's more than Al and we now hear about it? And what do we know? It's automatically 5 days. So that means 2 games Al's going to probably be gone for. And we know the percentages, Mago, that you have a 7% chance of winning the series when you go down 0-2.
But again, if it's 5 days, why is he listed as questionable for tonight? Why is that not an automatic?
Oh, doubtful. But yeah.
Doubtful, whatever. Right. Why is it?
I have no idea. Right. I don't understand. You saw Courtney and I try and figure out the testing policy. It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
So that doesn't have you concerned in any way that, you know, Ime talked about their inability to win on the boards, and now you're going to be without Horford. And if you go down 0-2 in the series, it's very difficult to do. I know Dallas did it against the Suns.
Yeah, look, about the protocol stuff, like that, it's for people who make way more money than me to figure out and decide. And so I'm not going to speculate on when he might be back. I don't think he's going to be back for game two. But I don't think, you know, yeah, Bam can kill you guys on the boards. But to me, the bigger issue that came out of game one was just the carelessness overall that the Celtics played with. I mean, Jason Tatum had 6 of 8 turnovers in the third quarter, and Jaylen Brown came in and had the other two. Like, those two guys, if Marcus isn't out there and they're going to be your primary ball handlers, you can't be letting Jimmy Butler jump, you know, your passing lane and pick your pocket and be so careless that you turn into traffic and cough the ball up. I mean, they just have to play with a little bit more intensity and focus than that. To me, that's the bigger issue, is like, you know, be calculated, be strategic, and hopefully Marcus Smart is back out there so you don't have any weak links in that team defense.
And by the way, since you brought it up, Curtis was wondering how much you make here.
Oh, jeez.
Are you a max player? She is a max player.
Awkward. No, I never asked that. I just know what Greg... Go ahead.
You should ask Ken.
Ken knows everything.
Ken told me what Greg made, and I just went home and cried.
Oh, stop it. I'm doing this for the love of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of love.
Love of the game, baby.
I got a 207 main text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Asking you for your thoughts on Grant Williams and Ime. We talked a little bit about this yesterday and their little kerfuffle that they had the other night. Do you think there's any tension between those two?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, if anything, I think we asked Scal about this on the show yesterday because we were asking a roundabout question of, like, are people annoyed with Grant Williams at this point? You know, like, he had a spectacular game 7 because they left him wide open on the 3-point line and everything, but from that corner 3. But I think it's more like, to me, I read it as like, it's like a little brother mode, you know? Sometimes, like, your little brother will yap, 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 and you've got to tell him to, you know, quit it. Mm-hmm. But he's obviously come into some clutch moments for this team, particularly in the last series. He's a great defender. So I don't think it's like the emotions run high in the game, and they were playing really poorly for most of the second half. So I think if anything, that's where Ime was coming from.
And we have an actual report that's echoing what Wiggy said. Wiggy, right again. Brian Windhorst of ESPN said, quote, Celtics have had multiple positives in their traveling party this week, a huge curveball ahead of a major series like this.
Yeah, that's not great because, like, you're all on the plane together, you're probably playing cards together.
Yep.
Like,
at the elevator, I mean, that wraps cycles on the plane.
Didn't somebody say they were on this show that they were in an elevator with somebody else or something like
yep.
that?
I don't know about that. I missed that one. I will not speculate
Wait,
on
what?
That. Yeah, well, no, we can't say that on air.
Didn't my trip to Miami get canceled for
I have no
some
idea.
Reason tonight?
I have no idea.
Yeah, all right.
Well, let me ask Megan one last question before she goes because she is the basketball expert here at the station. So when you think about tonight's game and Jimmy buckets, who is the number one person that has to really step up in defending him? Because he seems like he's been a major problem. Curtis brought this up yesterday that he always shines in big games. Who's the person that has to defend him and make things difficult for him?
It's a good question. You know, I could see it being Grant just because of the physicality of it. It's kind of a pick your poison with the Celtics defense. Like, if Marcus Smart is out there, he could be very disruptive for him. And they certainly, you know, would be planning on trying to make up for some of those pick and rolls that they exploited Peyton on when Marcus Smart wasn't out there. So they would probably want to stay away from Marcus Smart. So I'm going to go with Marcus Smart. If Marcus Smart is out there tonight, which I think he will be because he was standing on the sideline the entire game where it's like, dude, aren't you supposed to have a sprained foot? Like maybe sit for a quarter? I don't know. But like, so if he's out there, I'm going to go with Marcus Smart on Jimmy Butler. I would like that matchup. And they're probably going to try to stay away from that Miami.
He had a nice Versace, little jumpsuit on,
you
though.
Like, no, that,
yeah.
was not, that wasn't a jumpsuit.
Like jumpsuit like with the shorts.
I think it's
I call it a set.
Set.
I call it a set.
Yeah, it was a set.
I was saying we got to get one for Christian to wear.
Yeah,
you
that
think,
was pretty
like,
sweet.
On one of our summer shows.
I would guess that Courtney brought like 12 of those to Nantucket for the weekend.
And I think it's Versace.
Okay, is Courtney at her bachelorette?
Yes.
Yes. And Meg, question.
Oh, nice.
Hold on. Let her finish what she's saying. Go ahead. What?
She just said,
oh,
nice.
I was going to say, of course she gets 90-degree weekends back-to-back on Nantucket in May. Like, when does that ever happen?
I know. Exactly. All right, what was it?
Well, I was going to ask Meg a question because as a woman who's probably been to multiple bachelorette parties, Courtney said, no male stripper. Isn't that like a no-no when it comes to a bachelorette party?
Oh, my. Wait, a no-no having one or a no-no with no male stripper?
A no-no with no male stripper. Like, isn't
like
that
a fail? Like,
oh, my God.
What are you saying, epic fail?
I don't know. One of my friends got, she got kicked off of Airbnb because she brought a male stripper into this, like, quaint, beautiful home in Maine that we were all in. It was so...
Wait a second. How
it
did
comes
they,
with a risk, okay?
How did they know?
She got
know?
Banned from Airbnb.
How do they know? Because of the cameras?
Okay, because the owner walked in the middle of the performance.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, buzzkill.
I'm not making this up. Jeez.
Did you have to take the ones out of your mouth? Or?
Oh, jeez.
What kind of owner is that? Just walking
they
in?
They weren't in my mouth, Greg.
What kind of owner just walks into somebody's Airbnb when they're renting
I know,
it
that
out?
It feels like it's against
the guy
the,
who
rules.
The guy who knows that there's a bachelorette party going on there.
He saw Bolo.
He's got the video cameras going.
And honestly, what do... No disrespect to Maine. We have a lot of listeners up there. But what does a male stripper from Maine look like?
Oh, God.
What does he get?
Okay, we were all wondering that beforehand, Greg. And my friend answered the door, and she announced to the whole house, guys, he's cute.
Was he dressed as a lumberjack? Or, like, what did he show up as?
No, he was a policeman, I think. Yeah. You know, noise complaint, and then we got an actual noise complaint, so then it was less fun.
Hold on. I think I know exactly how it went before you go, Mego. Did it go like this? Hold on, you ready? Here we go. Hello?
Dale here.
Oh, is that how it went?
He is from Maine, too.
Yes, he is from Maine. All right. Wow. Mego, thank you so much for coming on. You'll be on this afternoon and every afternoon at 2 with Lou and Christian. And thanks for sharing your knowledge with us this morning.
All right. Have fun with Paul Pierce, guys.
We will. Yeah, Paul Pierce will join us coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.